put a stop to self-sabotage right now.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this daily podcast. And I have the elevator desk up. So send me a note. Let me know if the podcast sounds any different with me standing versus sitting. But I am now swimming 3-4 times a week. They call me the White Dolphin. Kind of like Moby Dick, but not quite as big. Anyway, we're having a lot of fun. Rachel is at the controls. Max is outside the door, and we're talking about self-sabotage. That's a bummer, isn't it? When you just blow up your own good thing. And look, so many people do it. The number one thing, the number one behavioral trait that people engage in is comparison. Thinking that you have to be like someone else, or you have to match their success. If they're living in a brownstone, you have to live in a brownstone. If they're driving a BMW, you have to drive a BMW. Look, at when we bought our new car, I purposely chose a car that didn't rank as high in the prestige area as the car I was originally looking for, but it had much higher safety ratings. And because we knew we were having a family, I wanted the safety. So you don't have to be like anyone. Matter of fact, my podcast is not like anyone else. No one is bringing you Law of Attraction information like this every single day. But we do it. And the idea is to not be like everyone else. Matter of fact, be yourself. Be unique. In marketing, we call it USP, your unique selling proposition. What makes you a little bit different? A little stranger, a little weirder, a little more charismatic. Well, the next self-sabotaging thought that we want to eradicate is thinking that you have to be perfect in order to be lovable or likable or desirable. You don't have to be perfect. Matter of fact, you can F up all you want. You know, I mean, think about it. Have any of you read Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal? You probably haven't. Maybe you don't even like Donald Trump, and that's okay. That's not the point. The point is the whole book is about mess-ups, about failures. I know he talks about winning all the time, but he has failed more than he has won. Every successful man in business has failed more than they have won. And slap me in the face, Rachel, because I said successful man. There are some hellaciously successful women out there as well. And no slight on women or men. I just comes out that way sometimes, you know. Okay? Different generation, whatever. Stop judging yourself so harshly. Come on now. Okay, you had a bad day. You had a bad week. Let it go. You had a bad performance. Let go of it. Look it. You don't need to judge yourself harshly. As a matter of fact, always opt to judge yourself positively. In other words, talk positive about yourself. I'm not talking about bragging or being egotistical. I'm talking about feeling good about who you are. Well, the next one that is absolutely a killer when it comes to self-sabotage is craving other people's approval. Hey, how did I do? Did you catch this? Did you see me do this? Who cares? That puts you in a victim mode. It sets you up for more defeat. You don't have to worry about what other people think. Stop seeking approval. You know, Will Rogers used to say, I don't believe people's criticisms, but I also don't believe their compliments. In other words, you focus on what you believe, on your vibration, on your affirmations, on your thoughts, on your optimism. Stop thinking. Give up this whole notion that your worth is based on your achievements. Your worth is based on who you say you are, who you choose to be, what you desire to manifest yourself into. And as long as you have breath in your body, as long as you are breathing, you are not done growing. You are still changing. You are still evolving. You are still manifesting who you desire to be. The only difference between our newborn, he doesn't really have a choice at this point in his life. I mean, he's kind of at our mercy. We're guiding him, okay? But at a certain age, he's going to set his own destinations. He's going to get off the mother-father ship, and he's going to get on his own ship and sail his own ship. You're sailing your own ship. You're in charge of your own destination. Look it, I believe, I say this in every podcast, you can have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. I mean that. You can have it all, but you don't need other people's approval. Another big caveat for self-sabotage is rehashing past mistakes. Leave your past mistakes in the past. That's where they belong. Learn from them. Make an affirmation that you will not repeat that mistake again, and then move forward. You understand what I'm saying? Just keep going. Keep going.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction.
Hey, I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, along with my beautiful wife and partner and mentor Rachel, and we are here today thanking you so much for listening to this podcast. I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. It's absolutely free. We'd love to talk to you and help you with love, with money, with health, with vitality, with energy, whatever it is that's important to you. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Also, I want to remind you to be sure and follow us on iTunes or YouTube. Either one, okay? We put them up on YouTube now. And we're putting up some of the selected old ones as well. And we're doing some videos too. We're going to have a nice video coming up here in a day or so, or a couple days, on rose quartz water with Rachel kind of demoing it for you and giving you some of the inside science behind it, how it works. Okay, so we're doing all kinds of stuff on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube and on iTunes as well. Thank you so much. Well, I would say one of the biggest caveats for self-sabotage is obsessing over the outcome. We get this particularly when we are uniting people back together. and they'll start doing affirmations, maybe some visualization and other techniques that I can't talk about on the podcast. But they'll start doing them. We'll clear their energy. And all of a sudden, they'll start calling about 3 days later. He hasn't called me yet. She hasn't texted me yet, Robert. And they're obsessing over the outcome. Once you give up obsessing over the outcome and you let it go and let it flow, good things begin to happen. Once you try to control the outcome, the date, the time, when, how, where, you're certain to lose. You're absolutely certain to lose. You know, you are a co-creator of your reality. And so you have to set your intention, do the work, the assignments that we give you, and then let it go. Move on with your life and let it come to you, whether it's money or love or health. It just happens. It happens. It's so incredible and so wonderful. Stop thinking that every small risk that you take will lead to a disaster. Most risks that we take in life do not lead to disaster. Now, there are certain things in your life that cannot be changed. You know, like death. Okay, it's going to happen. It's an inevitable thing. You may discover how to live to 300 or 400 or 500. That's great. But send me a picture of what you look like when you get there. But, but it's still going to happen. So stop focusing or ruminating on it. Focus on the things that you can change, that you can redirect in your life. Well, have I given you enough? I can give you more. Would you like another one? Would you like one more way that you are self-sabotaging yourself? Perhaps you are thinking that being alone means being unhappy. You've associated being alone with being unhappy. Maybe somewhere early in your childhood, you were never given the opportunity to be alone. Or maybe you were left alone too often. I don't know. Being alone does not mean being unhappy. It's a time to reflect and go inward, to raise vibration, to shift your energy, and to become more clearly in alignment with that which you choose to manifest in your life. Okay, I've shared some ideas. Maybe you have a few that you'd like to share with me. Send them in an email. We always love your mail at lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. Remember, when you're writing and claiming your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring, be sure and put your phone number, how to get a hold of you, your Skype address, whatever. And you can always contact me at Skype, RobertZink770 as well. Thank you so much for listening. Have an exceptional, a wonderful, an incredible day because you deserve it. Bye-bye. We had an incredible time in Taos, New Mexico with Manifesting Beyond Belief. People came from all over the world, Australia, India, the United States, Canada. It was an extraordinary event. And we have a private group right now for those people who attended Manifesting Beyond Belief because we're not done giving them more information and tools to empower their lives. However, if you couldn't make Manifesting Beyond Belief, you can still pre-order Manifesting Beyond Belief, the book. We're excited about this book. And here's what we're doing. When you pre-order the book, we're going to put a personal note in the book to each and every individual from both myself and Rachel. And then we're also giving you the 72 keys of manifesting wisdom absolutely free on a pre-order. Now, the book will be coming out this fall. You want to pre-order it now. We're only going to take a limited number of pre-orders. So pre-order your book now, Manifesting Beyond Belief. It'll almost be like attending. We know you'll enjoy this book. This book, I promise you, is a game changer in your life. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. Visit ManifestingBeyondBelief.com. That's ManifestingBeyondBelief.com. For $19.95, you can pre-order this entire package now.